Glory to God. Welcome, everyone, to Arise Family Church, where we help people find life, enjoy life, and win in life. We've been on a series called Faith's Secret Weapon to Take New Territory. Hallelujah. And so we've been going for 8 weeks. We're going to kind of wrap up today the climax, the crescendo. It's just, here we go. So we've been talking about faith's secret weapon. We started out talking about the praise cure. And then we talked about how to respond to frustration. There is a way to, Jesus said this, in the world we'll have tribulation, we'll have frustration. But just because we have it doesn't mean we have to be beat up by it. And so he talked about, and there are ways for us to respond to frustration to not be frustrated. We can experience frustration and come out of it, not be beat up and be stuck in the midst of it. Then we talked about expressions of joy. Hallelujah. There is an answer to frustration. There are expressions of joy. And so we talked about the first expression being about shouting, to shout. Shout, and how shout brought victory. How shout opened the door for to what God had given them. A shout of faith and praise brought victory. And we talk about laughter and how laughter brings victory and opens the doors. And laughter, it's an expression of joy and gladness. And then we talked about being filled with the Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit and what that means. Then we started talking about, specifically talked about rejoicing, and how rejoicing carries the glory of God, the power of God, the presence of God, the goodness of God with it, and how rejoicing causes us and positions us to reap. Rejoicing is a reaping. It's a reaping expression. It's a reaping tool. Rejoicing causes us to reap the desired result. And then we started to talk about praise. And we talked about preparing him a habitation with our praise and how God inhabits the praises of his people. And then last week we talked about the progression of praise, and there's a flow, and so we went through a whole bunch of different Hebrew words from the book of Psalms talking about praise and what that looks like. We might have our own little mental picture and idea of praise because of the church we used to go to or the church we go to, or we just, they call it praise, but is it praise? Is it praise? What does the Bible call praise? And so we spent some time going through the Bible to find out what the Bible calls praise. And because we want to make sure our church expression of praise and our personal expression of praise lines up with the Word of God and not just a church culture. Our church culture ought to be based on and founded on and rooted in the Word of God and not just the way we've done it for 10, 20, 30, 50, 150 years, right? So, we talked about the process or the progression of faith, of praise, and it basically goes this way. There's a loud victory shouts and thankful rejoicing, which leads to worship on bended knees, blessing the Lord, and lifted hands is in the mix from beginning to end. It just literally is all mixed in there. So there's just this wonderful explanation, wonderful demonstration, wonderful revelation of what praise is. Now today, let's go ahead and turn to Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61, we see, let's just start in verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So, we're told to put on the garment of praise. And so we see here that God said, I will give you. He said, I will give you some things. Just because he gives it to us doesn't mean he's going to put it on. He's giving us some of these things. We need to put them on. We need to act on them. We need to put forth the demonstration, act on them, put them to work. So let's start again here. Verse 3, he says that he has appointed them that mourn in Zion to give unto them beauty for ashes. For those who mourn, those who are lamenting and grieving, he said, I have something to give you. I'm going to give you beauty for ashes. In other words, if you're mourning and you're in, you know, they used to mourn in sackcloth and ashes. It was just this grieving. He says, listen, what I'm going to do for you is it's going to put beauty on you. I'm going to replace, cause you to experience beauty in the midst of the ashes. There is hope. There is going to be a transformation. There is going to be an exchange that happens. I'm not going to just leave you in the ashes. I will give you beauty for ashes. In other words, everything's going to change. In other words, if we tie it into what we've been talking about all year long, he says, I'm going to do a new thing. I'm going to cause you to experience roads in your wilderness, road in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. I'm going to cause beauty to replace the ashes. I'm going to cause beauty to rise up. And you will come out of the ashes. There's going to be a road in the wilderness. There's going to be rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. It's not always going to be like it is. There is a change coming. There are some new things in store. And so how do we work with him? How does this work? Well, he goes on to say this. He says, I will give you the oil of joy for mourning. So how do we in the midst of mourning, how are we going to put on this beauty? How are we going to experience this beauty? How is this beauty going to be seen in our lives? How are we going to demonstrate this beauty in the midst of the ashes? He says, I'm going to give you the oil, the anointing, the ointment of joy for mourning. You know, sometimes if you've got a cut or something, you put an ointment on. So there is a remedy. There's a remedy for the cut. There's a remedy for the inflammation. There's a remedy. So what do we see here? There's a remedy for mourning. There's a remedy for lamenting and grieving. There is a remedy. And it is the oil of joy, the anointing of joy. It's the ointment of joy. We need to apply the ointment of joy. We need to put to work the anointing of joy. And the anointing removes burdens and destroys yokes. That's the purpose of the anointing. That's the result of the anointing. There is the oil of joy for mourning. There is a remedy. There is an answer. To come out. To experience beauty for ashes. So I will give you the oil of joy for mourning. and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I'm going to give you the garment of praise. And this is the word Tehillah. All right. So we've already talked about this word numerous times. Tehillah means laudation, the act of praising or eulogy, saying good things about ourselves because of what God says about us. Laudation, and it comes from the root word to be clear, to shine, to make a show, to boast, to be clamorously foolish, or to be loud and attention-getting, to rave or to party, to celebrate, and to glory, to glorify and to praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the garment of Tehillah, the garment of praise, this celebration, this laudation, this being clear and glorifying and praising and celebrating God, this being loud and attention-getting of glorifying and magnifying God. Hallelujah. I'm giving you this garment, this piece of clothing, this coat, this cloak. I'm giving you this garment of praise. The garment of Tehillah, for the spirit of heaviness. When the spirit of heaviness is coming on you, there is an answer. There is an ointment. There is a remedy. Put on the garment of praise. Now, God's not going to put it on for us. We have to put it on ourselves. He's going to give us the garment of praise, but we have to put it on. He's going to give us the clothes of praise, praise clothes, but we're going to have to put them on. He's not going to do everything for us. We get to do it. We get to do it. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Now, the word heaviness means to be weak. It means to grow dull, to dim, feeble, fail, and to faint. The spirit of heaviness will come on us, and it will start to bring weakness. It'll start to cause us to feel dull. Dim. Instead of shining bright and being clear, we're going to get dim. You know, when the battery gets low, the lights get dim. When the battery gets low, even on our phone, the screen gets dim in order to save power. There's dim. If our batteries are getting low, we start getting dim. How do we recharge ourselves? This is a way to recharge ourselves. He's given us the garment of praise. He's given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, this spirit of dimness, this spirit that's making us feeble and weak and failing and fainting and not strong and energized. No, it's the opposite. It's heaviness, and we just start feeling dull and weak and feeble and dim and seem to be failing, fainting, just wanting to give up over and over and over. There's a spirit of heaviness that is attacking. Why? To get us to give up. But God says, listen, I've given you the garment of praise, the garment of Tehillah, for the spirit of heaviness. To drive out the spirit of heaviness. To run off the spirit of heaviness, to throw off the spirit of heaviness. He's given us the garment of praise. Hallelujah. Why? So that we may be called the trees of righteousness. That we may be called the trees of righteousness. As we apply the ointment and the oil and the anointing of joy and put on the garment of praise, the result is so that we might be called trees of righteousness. Now, the word trees means strong and mighty. Strong and mighty. Strong and mighty. We are to be trees, strong and mighty, men and women of God. Strong and mighty in righteousness. Strong and mighty in what's right. Strong and mighty in justice. Experiencing and enjoying God's way of doing things. Strong and mighty in prosperity. Many times, mourning, grieving, and lamenting, and this heaviness comes on because of pressure financially. And so we put this on. Why? So that we might be trees of righteousness, that we might be strong and mighty in prosperity. Hallelujah. Strong and mighty in justice, where the Lord rains righteousness on us and sets things right, put things right, makes things right. But again, he can only do that if we're going to apply the oil of joy and put on the garment of praise. He has a part and we have a part. If we don't do our part, he cannot continue or finish his part. So we put on the garment of praise. We apply the oil of joy for mourning. And we become trees, strong and mighty men and women of God in righteousness and justice and prosperity. We are the planting of the Lord. We are the planting of the Lord that. We're the planting of the Lord that. We're the planting of the Lord why? So that something, so that what? So that we might glorify him, that he might be glorified. There is a cause. There is a cause. See, we may be called trees of righteousness. Another word for righteousness is cause. We're strong and mighty in our kingdom, right, righteous cause. This prosperity cause. Why? To bring him glory. Why? To bring him glory. Why? So that he may be glorified. There's a cause. There's a cause. The end result of our applying the oil of joy and putting on the garment of praise is that we become strong and mighty and we demonstrate that we serve the living God. There is a cause which brings glory to him. Things change. Things change. This road in the wilderness, this new thing, this rivers in the desert is to bring him glory, to glorify and magnify him. Hallelujah. So my topic today, we're finishing off this series on faith's secret weapon to take new territory. Faith's secret weapon to take new territory. We're going to finish off here, and this portion is called Praise is a Weapon. Praise as a weapon. Praise as a weapon. Faith has a secret weapon to cause us to take new territory. And that weapon is praise. We've been talking about joy and rejoicing. Yes, 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 yes. Now we're going to talk about, we're going to finish off with praise as a weapon. And we can see that here as he calls us. He says, listen, I have a way. I have a weapon that you can use and put to work that will cause beauty to replace the ashes. When the spirit of heaviness comes, there's a way to run off the spirit of heaviness. When mourning comes, there's a way to run off this mourning and grieving and lamenting. You have weapons. We have weapons. Hallelujah. So let's go to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. Matthew 21. In verse 16, says this, Jesus speaking, and they said to him, the chief priests and the scribes of the religious people came to Jesus because the people were saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, and they were indignant, they were mad, and they said to Jesus, do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes. Have you never read? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you will perfect praise. And they left him. They said, don't you hear them? And he said, yes, haven't you read? Don't you hear them? Yes, I hear them. My question to you is, have you ever read the Bible? Have you ever heard what God said? Let me tell you what God said. God said, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. And they shut them up and they left. He says, you have perfected praise. Well, let's go to Psalm chapter 8. Psalm chapter 8, because Jesus is literally quoting Scripture. Jesus is literally quoting Scripture to the religious leaders. And so he says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Psalm 8, verse 2. I'm going to read out of New King James and then the King James. Psalm 8 and verse 2. He says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemy. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. Jesus used the word praise. Why is that? Well, because the word strength, thou hast ordained strength because of the enemies. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. The word strength in the Hebrew means boldness, loudness, might, power in force, security, majesty, and praise. And so Jesus, when he quotes this verse, he uses the word praise. He pulls out this part of this Hebrew word, praise. God has ordained praise. God has ordained praise. God has ordained praise. Now, he said he has ordained praise. See, praise is strength. Strength is praise. Praise brings strength. Praise brings boldness. Praise brings security. You need a bodyguard? You need some security? Begin to praise, and it will bring security to our life and to our situation. Praise brings security, majesty, and praise. But he said he has ordained praise. Why? Because of our enemies. He's ordained praise because of our enemies. He has ordained strength because of our enemies. He has ordained security because of our enemies. He's given us something because of our enemies. Strength, security, and praise because of our enemies. And what does it do? What does praise do to our enemies? Because of our enemies, that you might still the enemy and the avenger. That you might silence the enemy and the avenger. Now the word still means this, to cause and to make to cease. What will praise do? Praise will cause and make our enemy to cease his works, his wiles, his strategies against us. It means to fail. Praise will cause our enemy to fail. It means leave. Praise will cause our enemy to leave. Praise. Praise means to put down, or the word still means to put down and to take away. Praise will cause the enemy to be put down and taken away. What he has set up will be put down and taken away. Praise is strength to still the enemy. See, praise is a weapon. Praise as a weapon. Faith's secret weapon. Hallelujah. Praise will still the enemy and the avenger. Now, the avenger is... The word avenger can be translated and means this, to punish and also to take vengeance. So the avenger is the one who is punishing, and the one who's also taking vengeance. So it's interesting because when we're talking about salvation, one of the root words for salvation is to avenge. In other words, Jesus is our avenger. So he's defending and he's protecting us because he is punishing the enemy for attacking us. But the devil is also called here an avenger. The enemy is an avenger because the Satan is punishing us. He's attacking us. So we have an avenger in Jesus who is protecting and defending us. And he's punishing and avenging. God says this, vengeance is mine. He's avenging us from our enemies. And our enemy is also an avenger who's punishing and attacking us. So there's two sides of this avenger coin. And so we need to see here, he's an adversary. Satan is an adversary, an avenger, an adversary. He's against us. And Jesus is an avenger. He is for us, defending us, protecting us, and he is fighting for us, fighting for us. So when we praise, it gives him an atmosphere to fight on our behalf. If we don't praise, God cannot avenge us from the enemy. He can't protect and defend us and fight on our behalf if we just stay still and quiet. He said, I've given you praise to still the enemy and the avenger. To still the enemy and the adversary so God can avenge us, defend us, protect us, and fight for us. But we must praise so he is authorized to move on our behalf. Hallelujah. So, praise as a weapon. Praise. We see that here. Now, if we go to chapter 9, verse 1. Chapter 9, verse 1 says this, I will praise you. I will praise you, O Lord. With my whole heart, I will show forth all thy marvelous works. So he says, I will praise you. Now, that word praise is yada, which means it means hands extended, worship, and thanksgiving. I will lift up my hands, and I will thank you, and I will worship you. I will yada praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart, and I will show forth. I will show forth, which means I'm going to recount, I'm going to celebrate, I'm going to declare and speak and tell and write of your marvelous works. I will show forth your marvelous works. Verse 2, I will be glad. That means gleeful, merry, and rejoice. I'll be glad and rejoice. Hallelujah. And rejoice, to jump for joy. I will be glad, gleeful, merry, and I will jump for joy in thee, O Lord. I will sing praise to your name, O thou most high. Verse 3, here we go. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sittest in the throne judging right. For you have made, when my enemies turn back, listen, I will praise your name. I'll be glad and rejoice. I will praise you. I will lift my hands. I will begin to be glad and to rejoice and be merry. And I will sing praises to your name. And my enemies will turn back. My enemies will turn back. This word turn back means this. It means to retreat. It means to cease, to draw back, to reverse, to cause to turn away, to back off, and to withdraw. As we begin to praise God, the devil begins to throw it in reverse. And he begins to back up. He begins to withdraw. He begins to retreat. We cause him to turn away. Amen. Can you see that? As we begin to praise and rejoice and sing unto the Lord and lift our hands and we are glad, we cause the enemy to turn back, to back up, to back off, to retreat, put it in reverse. No moving forward. He's backing off. He's withdrawing. Because he knows there is no hope for him. He's got to back off. He says, when my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. They will fall. What does the word fall mean? The word fall means to stumble, to be cast down, to faint, to be ruined, to be overthrown, and to be weak. As we praise God, see, this praise, praise is a weapon. We use praise as a weapon. Not only do we praise to worship and to love and to glorify God, but praise is also a weapon. It's also used as a weapon against the enemy. To cause him to retreat and back up and to put it in reverse, to cause him to stumble and cease and to be cast down and to faint and to be ruined and to overthrown and to weaken him. We can weaken him. Remember, the spirit of heaviness has come to weaken us. We can praise God and it weakens him. And he's got to back up. He's got to back off. He's got to put it in reverse. He's got to withdraw. It causes him to stumble, to faint. He's no longer strong. It caused him to be weak. And now he just stumbles and trips and falls and he's fainting. Just falls over. He can't think straight. He can't act straight. He can't operate properly the way he wants to. Why? Because we're praising. There's this praise as a weapon. This praise as a weapon. Glory to God. So, we cause the enemy to back off, to turn back. We cause the enemy to fall and perish at thy presence. The word perish means to wander away, to break, to be destroyed, to not escape, to fail, to lose, and to be undone. To perish. There is, it's just his plans and his strategies and the things he's put together. They break, they're destroyed, and there's not even an escape for him to come back another time to rebuild. No. It's literally, he's just broken, it's just destroyed. His plans, his strategies, they fail, they lose, they're undone. To wander away. Praise as an enemy. Praise as an enemy. Or praise as a weapon against our enemy. Praise as a weapon against our enemy. To cause him to turn back, to fall, and to perish. Perish. Be destroyed. And undone. Verse 4, God says this, praise. As we praise God, cause the enemy to turn back and to fall and to perish, he says, for you, Lord, you have maintained, verse 4, you have maintained my right and my cause. You sit on the throne judging in righteousness. You have maintained my right. You've maintained my right. You have maintained my right and my cause. So God maintains our right. He maintains our right. He maintains our cause. He fights for us. He defends us. As we praise God, He's able to maintain our right, our rights. He's our avenger. Remember Luke chapter 18, the woman came to the judge and she said, "Get me justice. Avenge me of my enemy." She knew her rights, and she's asking Him to defend and maintain her legal rights. As we praise God, we authorize Him to defend and to protect our legal rights as citizens of the kingdom of God and children of the family of God. Glory to God. He maintains our right. So this phrase, maintains my right, it means to set things right, put things right. It means justice and judgment. To maintain my right, my legal right, means that He's setting and putting things right. It's called justice. Justice and judgment. As we praise God, as a weapon we praise God. As a weapon, our praise is to glorify God, and as a weapon to attack and shut down the enemy. And God says, Lord, You have the Spirit of God here, through the psalmist said, that Lord, You have maintained my right and my cause. You sit on the throne doing what? Judging in righteousness. Maintaining my right, putting things right, making things right. Justice and judgment in our lives. Let's go to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. We've read this before, but I do want to just quickly bring it up. Remember, Paul and Silas were in jail. What did Paul and Silas do at midnight? Verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. At midnight they prayed, and they did what? They sang praises. They praised God, and as a weapon, it caused the enemy to back off, and it caused to open the door for God to maintain their legal rights of freedom and liberty and victory. And He reigned righteousness. He set things right, put things right, and He made things right. There was justice in that prison that night. There was justice in that prison that night because they prayed and they sang praises to God. And as a weapon, it shut the enemy's attack and work down. Literally destroyed it. Can you see that? God said, listen, you praise Me, I'll use your praise. It's as a weapon. You put on the garment of praise, and it'll run things off. The enemy, it'll shut him down. It'll stop him. It'll turn him back. It'll cause him to cease. And I'll be able to maintain your legal right and to set and put things right, called justice and judgment. Paul and Silas experienced justice and judgment. Things put right, made right, and set right that night. In the midnight hour in their lives. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We see here Jehoshaphat, a number of armies from Moab, Ammon, and with them others beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat in battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there's this great multitude of people beyond the sea coming against us. And Jehoshaphat feared, and then he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout Judah. To do what? Judah And he gathered themselves, and Judah gathered themselves together to do what? To ask help of the Lord. They were asking help of the Lord. And the prayer is this, verse 6. And they said, Lord, O Lord, God of our fathers, art thou not God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand you? Are you not our God? Not just the God of our fathers, but you are also our God. Who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before the people of Israel, and you give it to us? You gave this land, you gave it to the seed of Abraham, your friend, forever, reminding God of his covenant. Verse 11, behold, I say now, they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which you have given to us to inherit our inheritance. They're trying to take away what's legally ours. So we're asking you to maintain our right. Asking you to maintain our right. Well, we see that the only way, one of the ways that God maintains our right is through praise. So let's see, let's continue on here. Verse 12, O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are on you. We're not big enough, strong enough. We don't have all the answers here, but we don't know what to do. But our eyes are on you. Our eyes are on you. Our attention's on you. Our hope is in you. And you are big enough. You are big enough. And so then the Spirit of God came upon Jehaziel, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, and the Spirit of the Lord said through him, middle of verse 15, be not afraid nor dismayed. Don't be discouraged by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. The battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go out down against them. Verse 17, and you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation, the deliverance of the Lord. Who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Again, once again, says it again. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. When the Lord's with us, we gain the victory. Psalm 108, verse 13 says. And so Jehoshaphat, they began to worship and thank God for his word. Verse 19, and the Levites, they stood up and praised the Lord God with a loud voice on high. And so they rose early the next morning and they went down to the wilderness. And Jehoshaphat stood there and he said to the people, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so you shall be established, and believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and they were smitten. They began to turn on one another and kill one another. In verse 25, when Jehoshaphat and the people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And there were 3 days in gathering the spoil because it was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves together in the valley of Barach, for which they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the valley of Barach unto this day, meaning blessing. They blessed the Lord. See, as they praised God, God was able to cause the enemies to turn around, to get into confusion, to be smitten, to fall. He was able to maintain their legal rights. He brought righteousness, he brought justice, and he brought judgment on the enemy. Why? Because they praised God. Praise as a weapon. He will do the same thing in our lives. He will do the exact same thing in our lives. Let's go to Psalm 150. Psalm 150. Psalm 150, and we will close with this. Hallelujah. I've had such a wonderful time teaching on this series, and this whole series that have been sequentially going through this series over the last year, ending off with faith's secret weapon, praise as a weapon. Psalm 150 says this: let all things praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and the harp, your stringed instruments. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance, the drums and those kind of instruments. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and the flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. There is nothing quiet about this kind of praise. Hallelujah. This kind of praise, God inhabits. This kind of praise fills the atmosphere with the presence of God. This kind of praise runs the enemy off. This kind of praise, hallelujah, praise Him with clashing cymbals. Verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And praise the Lord means hallelujah. Hallelujah means praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we praise You and we magnify You and we thank You that You inhabit the praises of Your people and You run off the enemy. It literally, as a weapon, shuts the enemy down, backs him off, destroys his works and strategies, and causes you to reign righteousness, justice, and judgment in our lives. Bring freedom, set things right, put things right, and make things right. So, Father God, I thank You for moving on our behalf. Thank You for stirring in us a heart of praise to You, to bless You, and to weaken and run off and literally stop the works of the enemy in our life, in our family, in our homes, in our businesses, in our finances, in our bodies, so that You can move and manifest and demonstrate Your word, justice, judgment. You can vindicate us because we believe and are acting on Your word. Hallelujah. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for justice in our lives. We thank You that the word is working mightily in our lives. We thank You that, Lord, You're working, the word's working, the angels are working. Glory to God. We bless You and we praise You and we glorify You and we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.